This is Papa Rizzy Mike, and I am that black guy, and this is my podcast. Okay, let me get right into it. Reggie Wright Jr. speaks about the good things that Suge Knight has done for many people. Listen closer now. Those without sin, please cast the first stone. Okay, Reggie, let's get right into it.
All I can say, all the boogeyman stories you hear, that you done heard told by people, you done heard good stories and then bad stories. What I mean by that, they talk out of the side of their mouth so much. And that's why I catch a bad rap, because I'm like here defending him and be like, no, it didn't happen that way. This is how it happened and this is why it happened. Because I generally knows it, because I used to sit there and talk to him when it was going down. He has done some things. I'm not going to sit up here and put a crown on his head like your logo, but I am going to say that for the most part, he has did good by most of all of those people. If not, they wouldn't have stayed there so long. They would have walked away. But every person that I ever heard tell bad stories on him, myself included, I done heard probably 3 to 5 times more good stories than the bad stories. And for them, you tell me one of their bad stories, I can tell you 3 to 5 more good stories that he did for that particular person. And if they being real and honest, they will as well. It was in Santa Monica. What happened, he was sitting in jail in prison in Santa Monica. They had TVs in their jail cells in prison. And he was watching the news one day, and there was a playground. And the people were saying how the swings were broke and the swings were messed up. And the health department or whatever came and closed the playground down because all of the health concerns or these dangers or these, you know, this bad equipment that was there. And he got to the phone either that night or the next day. And he called me and said, Reg, you know, the story was on TV. Find out who to pay and who to cut a check to make sure this playground don't get shut down for the kids. That's just one story. That was just one particular story. While he's sitting in prison, mad at the world, where his heart was there to check. But I can tell you plenty of stories of people that came to him. Hey, my mom, house about to get foreclosed on tomorrow. I need X amount of dollars. Hey, so-and-so funeral. I mean, the man should have had a mortuary for the many of people that he had helped with funeral services. There were people in the media that are incidents where several times...
Thank you.